I don't enjoy surface-level, simplistic, he's bad and he's good discussions about issues which are more complex, and I've well learned over the years there are many who find such layered analysis disturbing, maybe because it makes dealing with the world more complicated. In a long discussion about the Waco gang shootout, I was complimentary of the Waco police response and media handling of the event, but I expressed concern for how emphatically a single business was called out by name by police who are government officials. The same officials refused and made a big verbal deal in so doing to publicize the names of the gangs whose members are the criminals responsible for the bloodbath. There may be good reason for not naming the gangs, but I found the police rhetoric to be blaming a victim in this case by constantly naming the business as if it were directly responsible for the criminal actions of its individual customers. Lee Stranahan, writing at Breitbart, Texas, also covered the issue in a piece about another similar Texas restaurant that refused service to someone based upon gang affiliation signs. It seems the Bombshells restaurant was pilloried in the press and suffered such a public relations backlash, the firm was forced to publicly apologize. I agree completely with Stranahan's statement. The details from Waco still aren't clear, and it's certainly possible that the restaurant management could have done more to prevent the shooting. However, business owners aren't mind readers. Kicking out patrons who haven't actually done anything wrong can be a problematic business practice. Either way, the real culprits in Waco are 100% clear. The two-wheeled thugs who did the shooting. I'm Robert Pratt of Pratton, Texas.